Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdett covering, for the out. Thurman moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Klipstein moves to second. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett bunts towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torrey fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. Robinson moves to third. Crow moves to second. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Crow scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Torrey hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klipstein is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Torrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torrey scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdette covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Burdette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdette is 0-for-0 in the game. Burdette strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoke strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Torrey hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Logan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Reds. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 3 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Thurman moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Thurman scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4-1, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Crow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crow scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 5-1, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Post now playing right field. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torre moves to third. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torre scores. Tanner moves to second. It's 5-4, Reds. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Crone now pitching. Raul Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple scores. Post moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Reds, 6, Braves, 6. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Ray Crone. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Braves 6. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Dick Cole now playing second base. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-4 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive beyond first. Torre can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bailey scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 7-6, Reds. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McMillan scores. Jeffcoat moves to third. Temple moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-6, Reds. Felix Mantilla now playing shortstop. Pete Wison and pinch runs for Hal Jeffcoat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wison and tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Bell reaches second base with a double. Temple scores. It's 10-6, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 11-6, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Acker now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-4 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 11, and Milwaukee Braves, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.